The former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's revealed an international think tank he chairs has become embroiled in a scandal involving the late US pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The International Peace Institute received a total of $650,000 in donations from Epstein's foundations. Mr. Rudd says when the Institute found out about it last year through the media, it donated the same amount to programs supporting victims of human trafficking and sexual assault. But earlier this month, it was revealed the president of the Institute, former Norwegian diplomat Terje Rød-Larsen, personally took a loan of $130,000 from Epstein. Kevin Rudd's now issued a public statement about it, and he's speaking here with Barbara Miller.
Remember that Epstein's foundations, so I'm now advised, were donating something in the order of $30 million plus to dozens and dozens of charitable organisations across the United States. The difference with the International Peace Institute at my direction is because I regarded Epstein as an odious character in the extreme, that I recommended to the board, and the board accepted my recommendation, that a donation of comparable amount be made to a charity so that we would not in any way be a beneficiary of the cumulative donations from Epstein over a long period of time, starting from well before I ever became a member of the IPI board.
Doesn't the president need to resign?
This is a matter for the board, based on when we hear the full accounting on these matters from the president of the IPI board. Obviously, the president of the IPI has a significant and serious case to answer. There are deep questions of probity here, and there are deep questions in terms of the long-term reputational standing of a UN-associated think tank, that's the International Peace Institute, which has been in existence for 50 years.
There's no coming back from that, though, is there? The admission that you have taken a personal loan from a disgraced pedophile at a time when he had served time for those crimes?
I'm very mindful of board practice in what I say at this time. What I would say is that the president of the IPI has a deeply serious set of matters to answer.
It's also been revealed that you were offered $100,000 for your participation as an advisor on Mongolia. You say you declined that money because you hadn't actually done much work. Doesn't that sound dodgy? Didn't it ring alarm bells to you at the time that you were being offered $100,000 for dollars, beg your pardon, for not doing much?
I thought it was an entirely honorary operation. That's why I was most surprised when that particular offer of remuneration was made to me. I immediately declined it. But in my understanding at the time, this was an offer on the part of the government of Mongolia, not on the part of the International Peace Institute itself. I declined it, and I underline the fact that my entire association with the International Peace Institute, personally, both as a board member and as the last 2 years chairman of the board, I've received $0 in remuneration for anything I've done.
Have you ever met Jeffrey Epstein?
To the best of my knowledge, I've never met him. New York is a big place. There are social functions going on the whole time. According to an attendance list, he was at an IPI function sometime at the end of 2013. At that stage, I was not a member of the IPI board, but I don't recall actually meeting him at that function. The board members are utterly disgusted by all of this. We regard Epstein as an odious individual, and as a result, we wish to get to the bottom of it. As I said, the president of the IPI has a case to answer.
Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd speaking there with Barbara Miller.